Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we bring you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, pet people, and amazing pet stories.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Robert Zimro, and today's show has something for all of us who love our pets and can't stand the thought of losing them. Well, inevitably, unfortunately, that does happen. And when that time comes, we always seem to be looking for the proper way to honor our pet's memory and what to do with our pets after they're gone. Our next guest, Tony Noel from Memory Vessels, has created a unique product that allows us to keep them close to our heart. And Tony, welcome to the show.
Well, Robert, thank you so much for inviting me.
You know, I have to say, when I saw this product, it couldn't have happened at a better time, which I know sounds a little strange. But I've had a couple friends who have lost their pets recently, and they had their pets cremated, and after that, they didn't seem to know what to do with it. And they reached out to me thinking that I would know, and I'm you know, ashamed to say I was a little, you know, put off that I didn't know. After doing a little research, I came across what you're doing, and my goodness, what you have created for not just pet owners, but people in general, is something that really honors the pet, honors the memories. Tell us a little bit about the Memory Vessel.
Well, thanks for asking, and I'm glad you said that, because I was inspired to create a unique keepsake in the Memory Vessel from my own losses. And what the Memory Vessel does is it provides an attractive portable piece into which you can preserve whatever physical mementos or keepsakes are meaningful to you. It might be a little bit of the cremated remains, it might be a little bit of fur, it could be any physical memento that was meaningful to you from your pet, alongside a 2 gigabyte USB flash drive onto which you can load those precious photos, videos, even sound recordings of your pet.
You know, being the photographer, I love that kind of opportunity because, you know, we have so many wonderful memories, but we also these days we've got a lot of digital photos, we've got some video, and it's just so nice. And what I really found really just so wonderful about this product is that it's right there with you. This is a keepsake that you can put onto a necklace. This is truly very nice jewelry. And having it that close to you, whenever that, you know, moment strikes you, you're feeling a little down, you're feeling a little blue, you just pop that out, plug in the USB to your computer, and boom, you're able to access those memories and give yourself that pep that you might need. That's a great design.
Thank you for saying that. And there is a... You're right. The fact that it's portable, can be worn, can be carried, can be attached to a key ring or a backpack or a purse fob is really nice to be able to carry that close to you. But there's another application. Anymore, our society is so mobile. Maybe you grew up with your pet from the time you were 6 years old, and just imagine if you were, say, a young soldier deployed overseas, and unfortunately, Bowser passes away while you're stationed abroad, maybe your parents can put some of those photos and videos of you and Bowser throughout the years together, along with the little cremated remain and fur or feathers, whatever the memento is, and send it to you, and then you can just pop it into your laptop no matter where in the world you are and have those memories there at hand with you.
Oh, I love that. I mean, so special. And isn't that what we all want to be doing anyway? I mean, our pets are family members to us, and we want to honor them. We want to just, you know, really embrace how special they are. This just continues that even after they're gone. Tony, tell us how you got started with the idea.
Well, Robert, when I lost my mother, it's common anymore at funeral services for there to be a collage of photos and set to a background of music, and that's called a final tribute video. And after the service, when I was presented with that video on a DVD, I was taken aback. I was hurt to think that my mother's memories, she was a vibrant, brilliant, beautiful woman, and her life had been reduced to this round disc, metal disc that can warp and scratch. A lot of machines won't even take DVDs anymore. And I thought, there has got to be a better way to recognize the value of my mother's life to me. And that's how I developed this unique keepsake that allows you to carry physical mementos that are meaningful to you. In my case, I have a little bit of my mother's hair, and in the second compartment, I have a little of her cremated remains, and then the USB flash drive onto which I put the final tribute video. And the additional benefit of a memory vessel over a DVD is my sister and I could each take our memory vessels, and in the privacy of our own homes and in our own time and way, put the photos that were specifically meaningful to me of mother and me, and my sister did the same with her. So you can further personalize the digital memories. And I have voice recordings of my mother, and it makes for a very personal, portable piece. And when I wear my memory vessel, nobody else has to know the meaning of it, what's in there or what it does, unless they happen to ask me. And then, of course, I tell them, well, actually, this is a keepsake that's very meaningful to me. So everything I've done that is suitable for people is also appropriate for our pets, because for those of us who consider pets a part of our family, if we can memorialize our people, we can memorialize, and we should pay tribute to, honor, and memorialize our pets.
Absolutely. And more and more, that's commonplace. I think, you know, we've all kind of taken that turn in terms of, you know, being able to say, yes, my pets are part of my family. They're not second-class parts of the family. They're right there alongside my children. I love my children, but I love my pets just as much. And it just makes sense. And that's why, again, I think this is such a wonderful product for us to be able – and, you know, frankly, the other aspect that I love about it is, you know, we have a lot of people who will, especially when they visit our studios, they'll flip out their iPhone or their Android phone, and they'll be flipping around trying to find their photos and all that. This is just one more great way for them to have that information with them and really keep it close to their heart. I really like that part of this. Now, you've got several different designs for the pets. What types of designs will people find for memory vessels for their pets?
Right now we have 5 different designs, and they are all on a heart-shaped background. And I have 2 different paw print designs, and I can tell you that I have a half-crystal face piece, and I have another one with just a stylized 2 people image on it. The horse people absolutely love the crystal and the embrace piece. Then there's a 5th design, which is a gold rose on top of the heart. All of the pieces come apart in 2 halves, are held together with very light magnets, and on each side of the piece is a compartment with a screw cap closure for you to put your keepsakes in.
What was your most difficult challenge in making the product go from thought to actually for sale?
I think from the beginning I had the design in mind, and I engaged with some CAD-CAM engineer firms to actually create the 3D images. The hardest part for me has been getting them manufactured, because they seem like a simple functional piece of jewelry. But the process of manufacturing a memory vessel is a multi-step and requires different kinds of equipment and disciplines. And so they're a little that has been my biggest challenge, is having the quality made and the intricacies provided in the pieces. And they are beautiful pieces.
Now, when I say memory vessels, what pops into your head?
My pieces. I'll tell you what, memory vessels are also appropriate for celebratory events. If you have adopted a new pet or rescued a new pet, and you, as you just mentioned, it's a great organizational tool to store those photos and videos of your pets. In addition to, of course, we know going in when we get a pet that chances are pretty good someday we're going to have to say goodbye. And so the pieces really are a lifelong piece for you to use to keep your digital memories of your time and events together with your pets.
Tony, how can people find more information about memory vessels?
I have a very simple website, memoryvessels.com. That's memoryvessels.com. Or they can email me directly, Tony, T-O-N-I, at memoryvessels.com. Also, they can contact different distributors, including Photography, Robert, so they could contact you for more information.
They can definitely contact me, thepotographer.com. But before I let you go, I want to talk just real briefly about something that you're deeply involved with, and that's the Pet Loss Professionals Alliance. Tell us a little bit about that, and for those people that might want more information, how they can get in touch with that group.
Oh, thank you for asking, Robert. Pet Loss Professional Alliance is a nonprofit organization that was formed just under 3 years ago to create standards for the ethical treatment of people and their pets as they're anticipating, preparing for, or experiencing the loss of a beloved pet. There have been many abuses noted in a lot of the media. Recently, Florida, there's a county in Florida that was making a move against illegal horse slaughter, the disposition of the animals' bodies. We're trying to bring, in effect, we're hoping to become the Better Business Bureau in the end-of-life process for pets. We also provide access to certified pet grief counselors. If you have been certified as a Pet Loss Professional Alliance member, then you have agreed to and you've signed and sworn that you will uphold our standards and ethics. And we're hoping to help pet owners know and be comfortable that when you call in a veterinarian that is a PLPA member, that you will be treated to those higher standards and in a very ethical and comforting fashion.
Wonderful. Sounds like a great organization. We'll certainly follow up on that in a future episode. Tony, again, thank you for everything you're doing for the pet world. We really appreciate it. We wish you much, much success, and we look forward to any new products that you bring to the pet world. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it.